Tasmanian devils are black, carnivorous, scavenging marsupials that live, perhaps unsurprisingly, on the island of Tasmania. In recent years, an intriguing type of cancer has been decimating their numbers, pushing the animals to the brink of extinction. Known as devil facial tumour disease, or DFTD, the cancer is spread when an affected animal bites and literally implants some of the tumour from its own mouth into the face of another devil. The tumours avoid detection by the immune system by switching off key markers that would normally label the tissue as foreign. Now, by studying the genetics of the tumour tissue and its response to drug treatments, scientists are beginning to spot drugs that might be capable of blocking the disease. Katie Haler spoke to Max Stamnitz, who's been studying DFTD at Cambridge University.
These two transmissible cancers in Tasmanian devils very likely arose in different subpopulations. We know that they arose from slightly different genetic contexts, but that they have very similar mutational pathways that they have evolved independently. There are certain drugs with which we can target both in the lab. We also know that both of them have evolved certain tricks to bypass the immune system potentially. So we found characteristic losses of a whole chromosome in case of DFT2, the new strain, and one loss of the beta-2M gene in the first strain. And we have also drawn a genetic map of comparison that might be really interesting to study in the future for new transmissible cancers that we might find.
How has it arisen then that these Tasmanian devils have these two different but similar types of cancers? Are they just vulnerable to these cancers?
People mainly speculate about the fact that there's so little genetic diversity in Tasmanian devils, and that makes them more prone to developing cancers. There are studies from zoos that show that the general prevalence of cancer is quite high in these animals. What our study suggests is that maybe some abnormally regulated wound healing processes might be involved in the growth of these cancers. So since the animals bite each other regularly in the face, we know that there needs to be a lot of tissue repair. There are certain human cancer genes that are now only on the verge of being exploited further, appear to be also implicated in Tasmanian devils. Our current hypothesis is that the aggressive biting and fighting is not just a transmission in the field, but it might also be the reason of emergence. What our paper now also points at is that there are potential chemotherapy approaches that might be used in the future. So we took these cancer cells, put them in culture in the laboratory, and then treated them with a lot of compounds that are used in human cancer treatment. And in fact, these drugs can sometimes slow down the growth of the cancer cells quite significantly. So this is very far from a real-world scenario where we treat Tasmanian devils with such drugs. It's hard to implement and ethically has to be discussed, not just by scientists, but by the broader public for sure. But we have at least provided a first hint that it might be possible to use a similar approach to human targeted cancer therapy.
Are there any other animals we know of that fall vulnerable to these transmissible cancers?
Yes, there is a transmissible cancer occurring in dogs. It has been around for thousands of years, and it's called canine transmissible venereal tumor. It's spread during coitus of dogs. And the other example that has only recently been identified affects marine bivalves. We're talking about mussels, clams, and cockles, which appear to have cancer lineages that have spread all around the globe through the Atlantic and Pacific oceans. So these cancer cells must be traveling through water somehow.
Wow. So is it possible then that transmissible cancers could affect humans?
Not that we know of so far. There are a couple of very, very rare case reports, but we've never observed a naturally occurring emergence or an epidemiological phenomenon even in humans. So I wouldn't be too frightened of that scenario.
So a relief for us and some promising news for the Tasmanian devil. Max Stamnitz there, and the paper detailing that work just came out in the journal Cancer Cell.